This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you've listened to this show long enough to know we're not prone to hyperbole. In about 40 minutes, it sounds like it could be an all-time great edition of Mike Likes It.
I'm searching right now what he just said.
Don't give away anymore.
I won't, but yeah, I want you to have a little bit of education on what I'm going to talk about at 45.
Okay. Let's talk about Brandon Cooks, and then we'll dive into the quarterback power rankings. So for Brandon Cooks, like I said about 45 minutes ago, we were going to do a segment yesterday, got pushed off to today. What's wrong with the Brandon Cooks connection, and why does he only seem to run one route?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's shifted to, we do know what's wrong with Brandon Cooks. He had a knee procedure after the game against the Giants. It looks like, per Todd Archer, he has now a knee infection that will keep him out at least the Pittsburgh game, and we'll see from there.
Okay, and since this morning the name of Devontae Adams pops up, and then you see this, and you're like, oh, this all could be the perfect timing right for stuff like this. And then you hear Mike McCarthy say, we're comfortable with our receiving room. And my question to you, Kevin, is that using that as a way to say we don't have the money? Yes. Without saying it, we're comfortable with our receiving room. I'd love to have the player, but I've been told we can't acquire him.
Because if you think about it, look, I like Brandon Cooks a lot. I've been waiting for a year and a half for that training camp connection to shine through.
Yep.
But what has been the argument we've heard from people?
We thought we had it in the Cleveland game, right? Where they had the big touchdown.
Yes. So you have an amazing number one wide receiver, one of the best in the league. We're not going to argue that. But some people would argue about the viability of Cooks as a number two wide receiver. I know people have argued about Jalen Tolbert as a viable number three wide receiver. So it already feels like you're doing the old Rangers rotation where you need a four to be your two or whatever.
Yes, yes.
And now Cooks is going to miss at least a week. Obviously, infections can be very unpredictable. And the thought is we feel really comfortable with our guys. Maybe they do love Flournoy and they were just like, we just had too many good receivers and we couldn't get rid of it. Maybe that is true. If that's the case, why can't you get anything explosive going in your pass game?
Yeah.
Is it all the offensive line?
Yeah, you're just saying that, well, the offensive line is so poor.
Man.
Quite honestly, if you've watched the games, you've been watching the games, Kevin.
I'm not saying they've been great.
Did you even watch the game?
Yes, I did. All of them.
Which one?
All of the Cowboys games this year.
All right. I'm just making sure.
Don't at me, Jared.
The things that I've been seeing have the Cowboys can make plays in the passing game, but nothing is big downfield. And you can say, well, the league is right now. Actually, Bobby went through a topic this morning about that, saying the league is blaming too high, three high safety at times for this too. So, okay, maybe that's part of it. And maybe Dak just doesn't do well there. Maybe offensive coordinators are a little spooked by it all and can't haven't quite figured out how to take advantage of it. And they're trying to have to revisit all this. And maybe the run game becomes more important in that, because to get those safeties to come down a little bit, to get cornerbacks, they're saying cornerbacks are averaging lining up 5 yards away on the plays. And so everybody's giving a little more space to work with. Hell, I was watching Duke Manyweather talk to Tyler Guyton and Terrence Steele.
It's fun listening to him talk about offensive line stuff.
He's so good at what he does. So good. But he was saying, try to steal a yard when you line up. Try to steal about a yard off of your guard so that you give yourself another extra half second from that defensive end to give you that space. But what are we seeing a lot of right now from the referees?
Yeah.
Like that's you're lining up improperly, illegal formation, they're throwing that flag. So what I'm saying here is with that, maybe that is the case, that the Cowboys are just a little spooked by all of the things that they're seeing in front of them, but they've been able to establish we can complete passes and move the ball down the field. What's been their Achilles heel in those moments, though? Holding. False start.
Yeah.
A penalty that puts them in a situation now where they're 2nd and 20, 1st and 20, 1st and 15, 2nd and 15. And that's the thing that, Kevin, I think is really kind of holding them back from being able to do that. Because when you're there, when you're in a 2nd and 15, the team knows you got to make a play 7 or 8 yards deep.
Yeah.
You have to do that. So why would we even spend time being that close to the line when we know we can just defend back here? If the Cowboys can be cleaner in their penalty game, I think that could set up more, because then you're in a 2nd and 3, a 3rd and 3, and that can set up for play action, which could be bigger plays down the field. But the Cowboys just haven't been consistent enough to be able to do that.
I hope this...
That's my thought.
I hope this makes sense. By no means am I or anybody else happy that Brandon Cooks is dealing with this. Like, that sucks. That sucks across the board. I guess I'm like oddly relieved that it's something.
Yes.
And not just him, you know, just slowing down as a player, if that makes sense. Because one of the things we were going to talk about is like, why does he only seem to run comeback routes?
Yes.
Like, that seems to be like the lone route that we're going out there. Maybe
not even 10 yards sometimes, but he's just running up as far as he can and turning around and coming back.
And you look at his completion percentages, because, Corey, I know you're big on this in terms of target versus completion percentage. Last four seasons before this year, 68, 67, 61, and 67. So you have the one outlier where it dropped a few points. Thus far this season, 47.4.
Yeah.
And so there is clearly something off with the route running, off with the lining up the targets and making those receptions. And now we're getting a better idea of what it is.
When you hear the best, and Trayvon Diggs is, you know, one of these I include, and I've heard him say this before. When you hear the best cornerback say, I run routes for receivers, if you only have two routes, it makes it really easy for a cornerback to say, I know what you're doing. And so on those, even on those comeback routes, Kevin, how many times did it seem he didn't get separation on that because there's a cornerback on his back by the time the ball's being delivered, and you're like, Dak, do you need to throw it harder or do you need to anticipate that quicker? It's just there's no difficulty in trying to figure out what he's going to do because he's only got a couple things that he can do. So you're right. It's like whenever you're listening to your car and you're like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
It's going to cost me thousands of dollars to fix this. And then they're like, oh, no, man, we just found a parrot had landed in your drive shaft and it was stuck for a while and we got it out.
Gosh.
And it only cost like $50 to do it.
Wow.
My friend had that happen. Like,
what?
It was a dog's leg. It got stuck in it. He could only turn right for like 4 years. And then it fell out one day and he was able to turn left.
Did he run over a dog?
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
It was in high school.
And so the dog's leg stuck into a wheel.
Yeah.
And the bone wouldn't break as the wheel was going about 60 miles an hour.
Yeah. And then finally one day it did. But he would have to like drive around the block to pull into his driveway.
This isn't real.
I'm dead serious, dude. I'm dead serious.
Kevin, oh my gosh.
Do you believe this story?
This is going to give me nightmares.
I'm sorry. But that's why I said a parrot. But then I felt like I had to tell the rest of the story.
So sad. So,
but then again, like I said, you thought it was going to cost a lot of money, but now it's this. And with Brandon Cooks,
but then the bone breaks.
You were like, maybe the offense is just bad, and now you're like, oh, he was hurt. So that is that helps you out a little bit there.
And for the record, I do, we're going to go back to Adams for a second. I do think the Cowboys knocked on the door about Davante Adams, but I think it went something like this. Is he going to play without a new deal? Would you take a sixth or maybe a fifth? And they're like, no, we want a second plus.
I actually think it went different than you, Kevin.
Okay.
Because Russini said that the Cowboys checked in.
Yeah.
So I feel like they picked up the phone and went, hey, and the Raiders were like, what's up? And they said, this true? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, all right, man, talk to you later. And then hung up and they're like, we did check in.
Okay.
So
that is a very fair point. Now, if you can give me cut number, let's say cut number 11, and we will power rank the NFL quarterbacks.
Shotgun, Darnold, in a crowd, it's caught, Johnny Munt, touchdown, Vikings.
Could Sam Darnold have moved all the way up to number one? We'll find out in a minute. But the worst starting quarterbacks in all of the NFL.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence is 23. That is actually probably higher than I would think as well. But yeah.
Daniel Jones stinks.
Daniel Jones is 25.
The Miami quarterback who had to play.
Tyler Huntley, number 31 on the list. Who would be the one quarterback who's putting up historic numbers that would be last in the NFL?
Historic numbers?
That's right.
Like, good historic numbers?
I didn't say
Who's
that.
The only team that hasn't won yet? Oh, that's Jacksonville.
I believe he knew that, Alec.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix!
Oh, yeah, 60-yard Nix.
Who had 60 yards of completions to one receiver and then 9 completions to 6 other receivers for a total of 0 yards. And at one point had 7 completions, I believe it was at halftime, for -7 yards. Bo Nix! And the 2-2 Denver Broncos.
Dang, man.
They are number 32 on the list. So at the bottom of the list, it goes Bo Nix, Tyler Huntley, Jacoby Brissett, Will Levis, Gardner Minshew. So those are your bottom five. Then Joe Flacco is lower than Deshaun Watson, which I think is absurd. You saw him go in there and win the game. But, you know, whatever. All right. Who is the best?
Nobody believes in him. I don't understand why.
Yeah, if you had him on Cleveland and Deshaun Watson's totally healthy, wouldn't you be like, hey, man,
yeah,
hit the bench.
Let's go.
All right, who is the best quarterback in all the land? Do they have the guts to put Sam Darnold number one?
No.
I mean, the best is Mahomes, but if we're just judging these 4 weeks, we can't put him number one.
Nope. And I would argue they're going,
but
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I understand that they're going to give him a lot of leeway.
Agreed.
And his team is undefeated. He's winning in the end. He's doing enough to win these games against some quality opponents.
You said no to Sam.
I honestly don't know. I would say yes to Sam Darnold.
Well, and
it'd be fun to put him number one right now.
I agree with Mike on, I would say that right now. I don't think CBS has the guts to do it is what I'm saying no to.
Okay.
So I feel like they're probably going to go with like Lamar or Mahomes.
Why Lamar? Just because he's the MVP?
He's one of those like three that everybody goes to first.
Was Josh Allen number one last week before he lost?
Yes, he was.
Then I would think they would like stick with something.
I think Josh Allen's still going to be top three. They won't blame him very hard for that loss.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, number one on the list.
Blame him at all for that loss.
Lamar Jackson, number two on the list.
They kind of turned it back around.
And that's fine. You lost to them.
Brock Purdy.
And you only lost by three.
Yeah.
It was a close game.
Yeah, it was close.
It wasn't a close game. I know it ended as a close game. For the majority of that game, you're getting your asses
kicked. Hold on. Well, you're telling
me. I turned you guys on YouTube when I was in San Francisco / Oakland.
Uh-huh.
This guy, he's like, they better lose to New York to really.
No, that is not what I said.
I remember that.
That is not what
Mike's right. Mike was watching listening.
I said it would be more interesting if they did.
You guys came on the air, and you were furious to start off that Monday show.
Let me ask you this, though, Kevin. You flipped the teams and flipped the way that score went. And the Cowboys were ahead most of the game, and then it got close in the end. Are you saying that Baltimore, it was close game at the end?
Yeah.
Are you going to say it was a close game?
I'm going to say we whipped their ass just like they whipped our ass.
Okay. We'll see.
We'll see about that.
We'll find out if you say that.
Okay. Number three, Brock Purdy.
Wow.
Sam Darnold.
But nobody voted Brock Purdy. The real people didn't vote Brock Purdy a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, which is super weird. Sam Darnold, number four on the list.
Okay.
That's fair for Sammy D. He's taking his way up.
Yeah, he went from 10 to 4.
Yeah, he's moving
Obviously, he started significantly lower than 10.
He was like 26.
Yeah, something really. So the top five is Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, Sam Darnold, CJ Stroud. With that in mind, where would you put Dak? On this,
I think
list. You
kind of know my typical
about middle.
Hey, Alec, where was the team? Was it 13?
Yeah, 14?
13. I'll go 13.
Okay,
12.
Okay, and tell me, by the way, if you have an issue with any of these quarterbacks who are ahead of him, starting at six, Mahomes, then Burrow, then Baker Mayfield. I mean, Baker Mayfield is...
No, he's playing better, but like if you were to say right now you can trade Dak for Baker Mayfield, sure. I'd be like, I'm not crazy about that.
Jaden Daniels is up to number nine.
Completely agree.
100 out of 100 times.
Okay. Jordan Love. Geno Smith is number 11.
I'd rather have Dak.
Me too. Justin Herbert is number 12. And then Dak Prescott matches some power rankings for the Cowboys, and he is number 13. So Dak Prescott is wedged between, just for this week, Geno Smith, Justin Herbert, that's who he's behind, and then just ahead of Matthew Stafford and Jalen Hurts, who continues to tumble down this list.
Where's Carr? Do you have him where his number is?
He's number 19.
Interesting.
That guy was unbeatable.
That offense just fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Does that make you more concerned about our defense, right?
No, it is. It's so, it feels wrong to say the early part of the season's weird right now in the NFL.
You're right.
And it's going to be like that every year from now on. And then whenever you get into the meat of the season is where it's really important. The meat of your schedule.
I see what you've done there. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, this is going to be an awesome expressway. We've got a Mike Likes It plus NFL overreaction or reality. Here comes the content next on The Fan.
Lawrence on the move, launching down the middle, intercepted. Over for the man and Damar Hamlin.
A huge roar as one of the most popular, inspiring Bills comes up with the takeaway.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to remind you, this Friday we'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller. I know pretty much every Buffalo Wild Wings stop. You guys should go here more. We've been moving around. So if you're in Keller, near Keller, or maybe you're not even near Keller and you're like, the hell with it, I'll drive wherever to come see you guys. That would be awesome.
That's right, Keller. We're coming to your town to have lunch with you. And Mike, this was the place, I believe, last year where you took all the Evan Carter cards and then where it really started.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was an awesome location, man.
Yeah, has Tolo Dan been at all of them?
Yes. Yeah, he has. Tolo Dan's always there for us.
I wonder which one's close to him and which one's... He doesn't,
Keller actually is close
to him. Oh, good, because he's probably happy about that. He drives everywhere.
Yeah, he does. It's awesome.
I appreciate that. It's time for some NFL overreaction or reality. We will get to Mike Likes It, which I think is going to be tremendous soon. NFL overreaction or reality, the Jags would actually consider benching Trevor Lawrence at some point this season.
They do have the Zach attack.
That they do.
The mom guy.
There's no way they could do that.
I don't think they can because I think if Doug Peterson brought that to the cons, I think they'd be like, you know what? 100%, you are fired.
Yeah, they paid so much money to him.
They just gave him 55 a year.
I believe that is correct.
And I don't know, does Jacksonville currently think it's a Trevor Lawrence problem, or are they just like, our team's just bad?
That's a good question.
I feel like if your team's just bad,
it's both.
Yeah.
You just have to put percentages on it.
And I think the team being bad has the most effect on Trevor Lawrence. But then, you know, if he's not confident in his teammates, maybe he does need a Bryce Young moment to just kind of sit back and watch and get that. But I think this is overreaction right now.
Now, NFL overreaction or reality, you like the gossip, but you wish we would hear more positive stories like this. Dylan Horton, the defensive lineman for the Texans, he's been out since last November with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Ooh.
He is going to practice today for the first time since those diagnoses. He said he's in remission. He completed his treatments over the spring. The dirt, I get it. People like that. But overreaction or reality, you want to hear more uplifting, super cool stories like Dylan Horton.
Absolutely. That one's great. Thank you for bringing that one to the table.
For sure. NFL overreaction or reality, the Cowboys should be favored over the Steelers.
No.
Oh, okay. Man, that was a quick answer.
No Micah Parsons, no DeMarcus Lawrence, an offense that has been struggling.
No Brandon.
I think Pittsburgh's an average team, but you're on the road. You barely beat New York, and I get it was a Thursday game. I just don't see how you can feel confident about the Cowboys. Could they win? They could definitely win. They're not playing a great team, but I just don't. I see it as a 3-point spread for Pittsburgh. That makes sense to me.
I agree with Mike. I am kind of interested, Mike, because you said something that we've been talking about for 2 years now. The Cowboys beat bad teams and lose to good teams. If you're an average team, does that make you is it a coin flip for you then if you're an average team?
A little bit, but this. Do you remember what the defense looked like without Micah Parsons before we drafted him?
Oh, yeah.
It was the worst. Yeah. I think in the maybe 1-15 Dallas Cowboys was worse. Maybe the start of the franchise was worse. It was the worst defense I've ever seen in my life in 2019, 20.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have to deal with that, I think, for 2 games, if not 4. And so could the Cowboys win? Yes. I'm not picking them to win. Not with DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons being out. And now we know that Brandon Cooks is out too. Does that affect me too much? It doesn't affect me too much, but it does take a talented player off of your offense, and your offense stinks.
Yeah, so it feels like Pittsburgh can just kind of zero in on one thing and say, we got this pretty much. If we take this away, we're good.
Like, shouldn't Fields have 5 seconds to throw the ball? Whether he throws it accurately to the right person.
So you just brought up something that I think is going to be a really interesting battle in this game. Justin Fields has been sacked at least 2x in every game this season. He got sacked 4 times against Indianapolis. like, are you going to be able to generate any kind of pressure? Because
they got Dwight Freeney.
Yeah.
If their offensive line, if their offensive line's in a bit of a shambles right
and
now, then yeah, I mean, you should be able to get a couple.
This
but
is like preseason. You're going to be watching preseason offensive line versus preseason defensive line.
That is true.
So who's going to win the preseason matchup? I don't know.
Your blitzers.
That's a good point. I forgot they get to play their backups.
Yeah.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Jets are not a playoff team, and Aaron Rodgers will never be great again.
Oh, geez.
I mean, Devontae Adams could be traded very quickly. Well, and it sounds like, based on Diana Rossini's recent posts, the Jets are the most serious about making it happen because Aaron Rodgers controls the Jets. I still think...
It ain't Robert Saleh, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, because what did he say? He was like, guys, we got to stop with all this pre-snap conversation. It's really causing problems with our false starts right after the game. And then a couple days later, he's like, guys, I was wrong about that. We are actually sticking to it. We just got to hold these guys accountable because that's what Aaron Rodgers told me to say.
Pretty much.
That's it. I don't.
Overreaction?
Nah, it is an overreaction. Okay. But more sample size in New York from Aaron Rodgers is probably going to show us that he's not that guy anymore.
I think they're both average.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'm answering it strongly one way or the other. I think Aaron Rodgers can still play in this league, but not near the guy he was. And I think the Jets are going to win 8 to 10 games at the end of the year,
which will have them as a potentially fringy playoff team. Yeah. NFL overreaction or reality, the Colts are more of a threat to win the AFC South this season with Joe Flacco than Anthony Richardson.
Yes. I think it's
reality. That was so fast.
Well, because, and I had this conversation this morning with Atolo that said that we don't like black quarterbacks. And I was like, hold on. Like, explain this to me. And he was like, well, you always say that running quarterbacks. Okay. That's where I have a discrepancy. I think that running quarterbacks tend to run first. They go, that once they see something or they're uncomfortable, they say, I got to get out of here. Throwing quarterbacks they typically say, I got to get rid of the ball, whether it's throw it downfield or throw it out of bounds, whatever it is. And then you have the guys like Jaden Daniels, who we admire so much, who is right now doing so well at, if it's not there, I can run or I can throw it away. He knows what both options are, and that's why he's so efficient right now, because he can escape and pick up the yards to get first downs. We discussed that this morning. Joe Flacco is not a quarterback that's going to take off running by any means.
Oh, my goodness.
But
no.
Richardson will take off as soon as he feels uncomfortable, and you can't rely on his arm. You can't rely on his throws because sometimes they're amazing. But other times you're just like, what the hell are you doing? So that's where I feel like you're going to get more consistency out of Joe Flacco right now until Anthony Richardson gets to a point where he learns escaping is important, but getting rid of the ball and not taking big sacks is even more important. And so that's why I feel that way. Once Anthony Richardson learns that, and the ceiling's amazing for him. It's just his distance between ceiling and floor
is
very far.
Gigantic. Mike?
Well, based off of what Corey said, I don't look at quarterbacks as black people or white people. I look at them as quarterbacks.
Okay.
I don't go, oh, man, I like him because he's white, or I like him because he's black. I don't think many people do that. I get there are some, but I think the majority of people, and I think the overwhelming majority of people, just to go to that, hey, man, I think you're looking way too much into race with people than you are. Do we like the way they play quarterback? Do we like the way that they play wide receiver or basketball or baseball? You know, like my kid doesn't think, I mean, just for example, his favorite player is Francisco Lindor, in love with that guy. I don't think he loves him because he's Puerto Rican. He just loves watching him play. He doesn't even think about, oh, I should probably like a white person because I'm white. Like,
right.
There's very few people that think that way, but I understand there are some, but I think, to that person, my opinion, I think you need to let go of most people in this world think they like people because of their race.
Interesting.
I think that's a minority of society, not the majority.
I will go with a totally different question next. Overreaction or reality? The Chiefs need to make a trade for a wide receiver. Now, I'm not saying, hey, like, Devontae Adams is out there. They need to make a move. But clearly, they have been smashed by injuries already. Do you think the Chiefs need to make a move for a wide receiver?
No.
Okay.
They won a Super Bowl without any last year.
Yeah, they had a moron in Kavante Toney or whatever his name is.
Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, he is horrible, and they still won. They just had to bench him for the playoffs.
One of the reasons I've felt that they haven't been able to get Kelce the ball is because Mahomes is like, I'm not forcing it to him whenever I know I got other guys open because they're respecting Kelce so much. So what happens then? Mahomes says, well, I guess I got to force it to Kelce. And they're good. So that's what I think is going to happen. But I think also Xavier Worthy can do it. I think they're going to be able to find some way to make it happen there.
I know that CBS confirmed this, but I want to throw this out there. Bo Nix is the worst thrower in the league right now. Now, consider this before you answer. In intermediate routes, remember we talked about how Jaden Daniels was just freaking carving people up with those intermediate routes. I think he had 34, 35 straight completions. In passes of 11 to 20 air yards, Bo Nix this year is 5 for 23, and his QBR is a 9.5.
Not good?
No. That is disastrous.
Usually you say yes whenever I ask that question.
But that is very bad.
The competitor would be the guy who played Monday Night Football for Miami.
Huntley.
Is he worse? Like, that's the only person I can think of. Like, they're competing for, like, you can't throw a football.
Man, they got a lot of bad stuff going on there, too.
And I think Bo Nix can be, like, I know you had a lot of confidence in Bo Nix coming into the season. I don't think you should eliminate that confidence based off of 4 games that he probably isn't ready to play. He's now proven he's not ready to play in the NFL. That's fine. It doesn't mean that he's never going to be good. Maybe he never will be good. But I don't know, man. That dude for Miami, when I watched him, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. And he's already been slotted as the starter for the next game for them.
Yes.
Although
supposedly Tua got the clean bill of health in terms of, like, not having long-term neurological issues based off of this, and he might be coming back sooner than people think.
I think based on what we're seeing, yes. He's also been very indecisive on plays downfield, Bo Nix. But based on those numbers that you just threw out there, yeah, it's bad.
Somebody did just ask, what's Dak's completion percentage? I'll go check on the intermediate routes, but I have no doubt it's significantly better than Bo Nix.
Okay, I'll try and find that too.
NFL overreaction or reality? The loss to the Ravens wasn't a fluke and is emblematic of bigger Bills problems to come.
I thought that going into the year, and then I thought, oh my gosh, Josh Allen is this good that he can take a team that's like, look, we did go all in. We don't have the money for a couple years because we have to reset our salary structure, which means for 2 years, this year and next year, we're going to lack talent. And then we hope to be reset in the salary cap to then help you with your last, let's say, 5 to 8 years of your career. So I was surprised how great of a start they got off to. So I'm kind of agreeing with, going into the season, I worried about that talent on his team.
Kevin, just real quick, I have 0-7 and 15 plus.
Okay, and so they don't really chop up their
intermediate. Yeah, so I really don't have that. Okay. So I'll have to look even deeper into that.
I guarantee you it's better than Bo Nix.
Yeah, I'll have to figure it out. But I think it's about around 70, 80%, actually, it looks like.
So infinitely better than Bo Nix. As for the other question.
Can you repeat the question? My apologies.
Oh,
he's pulling a mic on me.
I got too invested in
the
that.
The loss to the Ravens.
Oh, yes.
You didn't even need to hear the whole question.
I already answered this one.
I think it's one game. I think it's, you go, okay, they punched us in the mouth. What did we show them that we need to correct? So I don't think it's something that's going to be a big problem, but they're going to see them again. That's for sure.
This was interesting to me. The loss for Buffalo ended a 43-game streak that they hadn't lost by 10 points or more. That's the sixth longest in NFL history, or in the Super Bowl era.
That's pretty impressive.
That was pretty impressive, and it was the longest active streak in the NFL. And now it is over. All right, can I give you one more quarterback one?
Yes, I will listen to this one.
Okay, NFL overreaction or reality?
You listened. I just had a long answer, then he responded, and you forgot where this conversation started at.
The Eagles already regret signing Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Through four games this year, it takes Hurts an average time of 3.1 seconds to throw the ball. That's 32nd. Among quarterbacks. He has five fumbles, lost three of them, and four interceptions over four games. We talked about this earlier in the week. He has become a turnover machine. Mike immediately said reality. Corey, what say you?
I think it's reality too, but I think it's funny because now every time I see the ball on the ground or intercepted when Jalen Hurts is involved, I think of you because you've been talking about this so much lately. I heard this morning Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show played audio from a Philly-based something, and the guy goes, it is Kenny Pickett time. And I was like, oh, you're kidding me. That's where they are right now, is that they think it's Kenny Pickett time. That's weird to me. They got to figure out what Hurts' problem is, though, because he's not playing. I guess if you're taking A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith off the field, that's a significant problem, and I will give him credit for that. That is a problem, but still, the ball being on the ground as many times as it has been, you can't be liking it. I don't think they regret it, though. I don't think they regret it, Kevin,
okay,
is the answer to the question.
All right, and that's NFL overreaction or reality. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, and now, I don't give a damn what people think. It's time for Mike Likes It.
All right, guys.
That's what he's going to talk about.
Oh, it was a parody? Okay, I just kind of misheard it on the Sean and RJ. It was a parody call. You gotta think, though, somebody in Philly's going, it's Kenny Pickett time.
I guarantee you there are people who say that.
I appreciate the Tolos, though, who let me know that.
So, I know that I haven't been on the show much lately.
You're leaving next week, though, right?
I am leaving, yeah. I'm leaving Saturday. Leaving the country for about 10 days. But I haven't had cable at home. I dropped DirecTV once I knew, obviously, I can't watch the Mavericks and the Stars, and now everybody has found out you can't watch the Rangers anymore on Bally's TV. So I dropped DirecTV, and I haven't picked up another provider, whether it's YouTube TV, whatever, Hulu. So I've been watching more YouTube stuff if I'm watching stuff, over watching regular TV. And I will tell you something that I have fallen in love with watching. It is so fun to watch. It's the channel, I guess if you want to call it, is called Post 10. Okay. So it is a guy, I want to say he's in Illinois, but I'm not sure where he's at. But he deconstructs beaver dams. He gets really...
What?
He gets mad at these beaver dams because...
What?
And he can't take it out on the beaver.
It's out in the country.
It takes it out on the dam.
It's not like in the city of Chicago. I don't think they have beavers clogging up the water in downtown Chicago.
Not that I've heard of either.
Okay.
I'll agree with you.
But I'm not 100% sure it's in Illinois. But what he does is these beavers clog up all of these, holes that water runs through. So where we've built up, dirt roads or rock roads or even... concrete or cement. People get mad at me, whichever one I say is wrong. But he deconstructs these. He gets rid of them. And then you just see this water gushing through these holes. And then it creates like a cylinder, like a tornado-like deal.
Does he get super pumped then?
Yeah, he gets excited. And then the water just starts gushing out the other side the way it was meant to do. We kind of built up a dam by building our roads, but we put these holes underneath so that the water can keep running through. But the beavers that are in these ponds, they want to keep all the water for themselves.
They
don't care about nature. They just care about their beaver hole. And so these things are awesome. And the other thing, this guy, I don't know his name, is Post 10 on YouTube. I had Alec just cut like 10 or 15 seconds of this guy talking. I die laughing, and he's a good guy. He's doing good work. He's not doing bad work. He is doing work that you would think the city would provide or stuff like that, because they need these rivers or these ponds or whatever. They need them flowing naturally, because it destroys part of that area when the beavers do this. So he's not doing anything bad. He's doing things good. But here's this guy talking. I just say him, I call him Post 10 because that's his YouTube channel. But here he is talking about, you know, beaver dams.
Hey everyone, today I came out to do an update on a culvert pipe that we unclogged during the summertime, and to my surprise, the beavers have completely plugged it up once again.
I just love it. It is so, it kind of has a little bit of Napoleon Dynamite feel to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But he's on camera. You can see him and everything, and he is working his
tail. Does he wear glasses?
In my mind,
he wears glasses. I don't know why.
No, he is not.
Okay.
No, but he sometimes he gets mad at the beavers. The beavers aren't around, but he trips on a log or something, you know, or a stick, and he's like, stupid beavers. And then I just start dying laughing, but the really fun part is when he does unclog these holes and then the water starts flowing through, because it's not a slow flow. When he unclogs it, it is a gush of water and you just see it going into streams or where it's supposed to go. It is amazing. So I just like to recommend one thing I've been watching on YouTube is people unclogging beaver dams or these holes. And I won't blame them all on beavers. Maybe at times, because he'll be in parking lots that have flooded and the drains have been, you know, leaves and everything, and so he unclogs those, and then you slowly see the parking lot be
how did you get here?
I don't know.
Again, okay,
here's where I think I got here.
He's his algorithm, because he watches a lot of YouTube and it just suggests stuff, and he's like, I don't know, I'll
because
try
of
it.
This before this, and my wife loves this, and I had no clue she loved this till I got home off of this road trip, and she watched me because she could hear it in the background. She's in the other room and heard like all of this, like edging and mowing and everything. There's these people that go around. I don't know if they do it in Texas. I think these people are in Florida, and I'm sure there are other places too. But there's people that have overgrown lawns, like crazy, horrible, overgrown lawns. And they go there and they do it for free. Whether the person's living there or not, they knock and they make sure it's okay because they're filming. And they've had to be run off of property where, like, I'm going to kill you because you're mowing my yard for free. But they try to help out people. And, but they also record it for YouTube. So you just watch these people mow yards and edge, and they're just not like our yards, at least as long as you keep them somewhat manicured. They are horrible, in horrible shape. And so I've been watching these guys too, and girls, mow yards. And I would never, you would be like, oh, I'm watching the grass grow, right? That's a saying.
Yeah.
In a way, I'm not watching the grass grow. I'm watching it get mowed.
But
it is very satisfying. Yeah. I love it. And in the end product, sometimes I do fast forward. I'm like, I get it. I get what you're doing. Let me move towards closer to the end so I can see like what you've done to this yard. But that's what I've been watching. Those two things are amazing to me. So now I'll open up the floor to you as you're listening to my crazy butt is... Is there anything that you've been watching that people would be like, oh my gosh, because unclogging beaver dams and mowing overgrown lawns have been very satisfying to me.
I just got a text from our buddy Skip, and he said, Mike is looking for the word beaver dam drain vortex. That's the words he's looking for when he's talking
about.
Yeah,
that is intense. So Mike, I have an answer to this, because the algorithm has definitely determined, hey, you seem to only like these videos. They're called ASMR videos. And so...
Is it when they do like this and they scratch something?
Okay.
Sounds.
So the biggest one that I like to watch is when they roll bottles and smash them.
Oh, or
like,
I love those.
They roll them off a platform and they have different colored liquids in them and they like pop, 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 pop. And I think that's so cool. Or the crusher, you know, like when they'll like send a roller skate through this like industrial crusher thing. Or there's another one where they'll put faces on like little, you know, like dodgeballs or whatever and roll them backwards into this smasher that will just destroy it. And there is something like oddly comforting about like the bottle smashing and everything like that. It's ASMR. There's a lot of videos like this.
Yeah.
I like them.
Corey, have you been watching anything?
The Crusher videos for sure are like, are ones I do. I always like the POV skiing or snowboarding or like jumping out of airplanes and stuff, because sometimes it does feel like you're actually
okay
in the point of view that they're in.
Have you ever seen that 3-second ski video? And I don't know if it was set up or what, but this family's like taking a picture, say cheese, and this guy comes flying by and he goes, I'm a giraffe. It is amazing. Just type in like giraffe skiing or something. It's amazing.
The 817, this segment is making me feel seen. I watch all of these.
Yes.
My kids got into
that's another one.
Watching the, and it kind of, because Carter does the same thing as you.
It makes me want to help people out, too. The mowing thing, I can't help people out with beaver dams. But I think I can help people out. I love doing yard work. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I should do this. I should help out people. I just hope I don't get shot doing it.
First time I think I ever saw Mike outside of work, we had, not us, but a group of us had gone to do a golfing venture.
And yeah.
It was in Mike's neighborhood. It was at the golf course that he lives near. And we left and went over to his house. And he's out there cutting his yard and everything, and I just kind of walked by and he's like, hey, what are you doing here? And then we all jumped out and everything. So Mike loves doing his yard. I my kid watches a lot of you. He doesn't watch TV. He only watches okay. YouTube shorts and stuff like that. And he got into this guy that swims under creeks and like collects, I don't know, murder weapons, knives, phones, glasses, just stuff. Goodness. He'll find stuff in creeks and rivers, and then he'll go say, hey, this is actually worth something. And that was something that I got kind of caught up in watching. And then I get caught up watching people crack Pokemon packs.
Okay.
I watch a lot of baseball stuff, too, but I think people know that, yeah. Then the last one.
Go ahead. Somebody texted this in, and this is a big one as well. I really like watching like the red hot cobalt ball
yes.
melt things. Have you ever seen that? Where they'll They're take fun. This like fiery hot metal ball and put it into, you know, like a pancake or some toilet paper or whatever, like all kinds of weird stuff. It is oddly satisfying.
And then the last one that I've been watching that I found while I was on the road, which I really enjoy these. I've been trying to read the Bible front to back, but the Old Testament, the Torah, becomes very boring very quick to me. But there's this thing called Bible Project. And then my son walked in and said, oh, we have to watch these at school sometimes. But they're very informative. You get to Leviticus, and then it's a lot about, you know, burnt offerings, sacrifices, all of these things. And it's very technical on what they have to do for God to forgive their sin. So if you're, I'm not saying, hey, read the Bible for yourself, the Torah, make your own decisions. I'm not telling you what to decide. But if you ever want kind of the unbelievable cliff notes of each book in the Bible, and then they do other things too, but like Leviticus, it's like a 10-minute kind of, to me, like almost cheat code to understand, because you can read it. I'm going to be honest. I can read the Bible a lot and not understand totally what they mean by it.
Okay, yeah,
but there's these people that really do these things called Bible Project that really help you understand the context and then where they're trying to get the message behind it, rather than, okay, I get it. Go find another one-year-old lamb that's perfect and, you know, this does this and that and Aaron's family. And it's like, dude, this is a lot. Like, you know, you just get really, to me, really bored reading it. And so I'm to the point where I'm really bored reading the Bible, but then these make me or help me understand it better.
Interesting stuff from Mike Bassick today.
That was,
we covered a lot of ground.
This was my favorite Mike Likes It in a long time.
Since the helium?
At least in the last month.
Okay. We're the KNC masterpiece right
helium
here.
Helium is non. Ugh. Yeah, you can't find more helium.
Yeah.
Stop we learned that balloons. Day.
I learned it from Mike Likes It. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
What are the things that are difficult for you to adapt to, and should these three players be promoted for the Cowboys? Next on The Fan. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.